Today I want to dive into Tungaloy's latest expansion of the Do-Feed Try High-Feed Milling System, specifically the introduction of size 06 inserts with minus tolerance design. This update is aimed squarely at improving stability in high-feed roughing operations.
Exactly. The Do-Feed Try platform has always been about aggressive feed rates with shallow depths of cut, but the minus tolerance insert specification is the real differentiator here. By tightening the dimensional tolerance on the insert, Tungaloy is improving seating accuracy and reducing insert lift during machining.
That reduction in micro-movement is critical, especially in high-feed milling where axial forces are dominant. Any inconsistency in insert height can lead to uneven load distribution, vibration, and premature edge failure.
Right, and with the new size 06 inserts, they're addressing those issues at larger cutter diameters. These inserts are still double-sided with 6 cutting edges, which keeps the cost per edge low while maintaining rigidity.
The 6-edge configuration is impressive from a cost-efficiency standpoint, but what stands out to me is how the geometry supports stable chip thinning at high feed rates, even during ramping and pocketing operations.
And chatter suppression is a big part of that. According to Tungaloy, the minus tolerance design improves contact between the insert and pocket, which enhances vibration damping and extends tool life, particularly in interrupted cuts.
That would make these cutters especially useful in rough machining of steels, stainless steels, and difficult-to-cut alloys, where tool stability becomes a limiting factor rather than spindle power.
Agreed. The Do-Feed Try cutters are clearly optimized for high material removal rates, not finishing. Typical applications include face milling, slotting, ramping, and helical interpolation, where consistent edge engagement is more important than surface finish.
Another benefit I see is scalability. With the size 06 inserts, shops machining medium to large components now have a more robust high feed option without stepping up to heavier, less economical tooling systems.
And from a process reliability standpoint, predictable wear is huge. Uniform insert seating leads to even wear across all 6 edges, which simplifies tool management and improves repeatability in automated or lights out machining environments.
So overall, this isn't just an insert size expansion. It's a refinement of the system's mechanical stability. For shops already using high feed strategies, this could mean pushing feed rates further without sacrificing tool life.
Exactly. The Do-Feed Try minus tolerance size 06 inserts are really about maximizing productivity while maintaining control, which is the balance every high feed milling operation is chasing.
Well said. For manufacturers focused on roughing efficiency and process stability, this latest Do-Feed Try expansion is definitely worth evaluating.
For more information on Tungaloy's Do-Feed Try, visit www.tungaloy.com or give us a call at 888-558-394. Thanks for listening. Until next time.